Hey, where's the narrator? Who's the narrator this week?
Wait, am I supposed to be the narrator again? Where's the script?
You're too late. I'll just have to introduce it. You're no good at memorizing scripts anyway, Daddy.
Oh, well, can I at least...
Daddy, the show's starting. You have to hold it down. The microphone is still picking up your voice.
Who's in charge here?
You are, Daddy. Now, the show is starting. Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of the Cop Kids Audio Show. Starring in today's episode are Ivy Cop as Scarlett, Desiree Cop as Josie, Savannah Cop as Lizzie and Jane, Paul Cop as Bruce Baloney and Puck, Jesse Cop as Jillian, and Bradley Cop as the narrator. If he will hurry up and memorize his script...
I heard that.
I love you, Daddy. Today's episode is called Spy Scarlet. I really hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to Quarterville, a peaceful place to live. Across the street from Jane's restaurant is the Quarterville Library. This is where you will usually find Scarlet quite frequently reading her favorite mystery books.
Lara turned her head slowly, peering around the corner. She was sure she had seen the masked bandit run in this direction. She stepped quietly, not daring to make a sound. There, she saw movement up ahead. Lara started towards the movement when all of a sudden...
Oh no! Look out, Lara! Sorry.
Don't you just love these Lara Lane mystery books, Josie?
You bet. They are so exciting.
I think so, too. That Eric Bradley sure knows how to write great books.
I wish I could meet him.
Me too. It would be so interesting to find out where he gets his story ideas from.
Scarlett, don't you think it would be so exciting to be a spy like Lara Lane?
Oh, that would be fun. But nothing interesting or suspicious ever happens here in Quarterville. Oh, no. I'm sorry, Josie. I've got to go. I promised my mom I would pick up some things for dinner from Mr. Carnes' grocery store.
Thanks for reading to me, Scarlett. I'll see you later.
Why don't you come with me?
Okay, I think I will.
Josie and Scarlett both walk out the front door of the library, but what they don't notice is that they are being followed.
Hey, there's Bruce. What's he carrying?
I don't know. It's some kind of package, but it looks like he's trying to keep it hidden.
That's strange.
Yeah, and he keeps looking around.
Scarlett, I think he's acting suspicious.
You're right. Josie, I think there's a mystery to solve.
Did I hear someone say something about a mystery?
Jillian, yes, Bruce is acting really suspicious.
Maybe he's in trouble and he needs our help.
I don't think we should jump to conclusions. He could have a perfectly reasonable explanation for whatever it is that he's doing.
Hiding behind a tree, another pair of eyes is looking at Scarlett and Josie. The girl gets out a small notebook and a pencil and begins to write.
Those girls are acting suspicious. I wonder what they're up to.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, where's the sponsor?
I thought Paul was supposed to get the sponsor.
Yeah, Paul, where's the sponsor?
I forgot to look for one.
Well, somebody's got to sponsor the show. We can't do this for free. Paul, you sponsor it.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I play Bruce, Puck, and Bartender Bill. But I don't have any money.
Ivy, get over here. You have money?
Hi, I'm Ivy Cobb, and I play as Scarlett. But I don't have any money either. Savannah, you get over here.
Hi, I'm Savannah, and I play as Jane and Lizzie. And I don't have any money either. Well, I have money. I'll sponsor the show. Hi, I am Desiree. I play as Josie and Baby Barbara. And that guy!
Welcome back. Scarlett and Josie have been following Bruce, hiding behind cars, trees, and confused people in order to make sure Bruce doesn't see them.
Where did he go?
I'm not sure. I don't see him anymore. Looks like we've lost him. I guess we better go get this food from Mr. Carnes grocery store. I'm already late.
Ah, then we need to hurry.
Wait a minute. Quick, hide.
What's going on?
Shh! There's a girl over there that's hiding in that doorway. It looked like she was...
Looked like she was what?
It looked like she was spying. On us.
Uh-oh, why would she be spying on us?
I don't know, but she sure is acting suspicious. I wonder if she has anything to do with Bruce acting so strange.
We really need to go get the groceries.
I guess you're right. I don't want to get in trouble. We better hurry, though, and we need to keep an eye out just in case that girl follows us.
At the grocery store, Scarlet and Josie bump into a familiar face and smell.
Hey, Scarlet. Hey, Josie. How are you?
Shoo-wee! What's that smell? Have you been babysitting Baby Barbara?
Josie, shh. We're doing okay, Puck. Just trying to get some groceries for dinner.
Oh, well, you picked the right place for that.
Puck, you know Bruce pretty well, right?
I guess so. I think he's about the best friend I've got in the whole world.
Is he in trouble?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, is there something wrong? Something going on? He was acting really... What are you looking at?
Nothing. There's just a girl outside the door staring in and writing in a notebook.
It's that girl that's been following us.
Oh, you mean she wasn't staring at me?
Josie, come on. We've got to pay and get out of here.
Okay.
Goodbye, girls. I wonder what's going on with Bruce.
Hey, Puck, are they gone yet?
Who?
Scarlet and Josie, are they gone yet?
Yeah, they're up front paying Mr. Carnes for their groceries.
Good.
What's wrong? Are you trying to hide from them?
Well, somewhat. They're acting really suspicious. I was on my way to the post office and I saw them staring at me and trying to hide. I have no idea what's going on. But I think they're up to something.
What were you taking to the post office?
Just a package.
Is this like those other packages you've been sending off each month?
Yeah.
So what do you think they're up to?
I don't know, but they're looking at me funny. Puck, you don't think that...
What?
What's that smell?
What smell?
Never mind, Puck. I've got to figure out what those girls are up to, but without them knowing it. I can't let anybody find out what's in those packages.
Oh, you mean the stuff you've been sending to those rich fellers in New York?
Yes, Puck, that's exactly what I mean.
Is there anything I can do to help?
You know what, Puck? I think there is.
Later that evening, Scarlet is sitting up in her room reading Laura Lane and the Broke Banker. When all of a sudden...
I've got it! I know what Bruce is hiding. I've got to call Josie.
Come on, come on!
Hello.
Mr. Blue, is Josie there?
Scarlet, do you know what time it is?
I'm sorry, Mr. Blue, but this is really important. I have to talk to Josie right now.
Fine. Josie!
Thank you, Mr. Blue.
Scarlet, what's going on?
Josie, I know what Bruce is hiding, and it's worse than we thought.
The next morning, Scarlet and Josie decide to go to Jane's restaurant, where they were making plans for spying on Bruce.
Hello, Scarlet. What can I get for you this morning?
Chocolate pie sounds good.
For breakfast?
Chocolate pie always sounds good.
She's right.
Josie, it's her. That girl that's been spying on us.
Quick, I buy the menus. Now look, what's going on here?
Shh, don't let her see us.
That girl has been following us around. She's been acting really suspicious. Don't let her know we're here. Thanks, Jane.
Good morning, Lizzie. How are you this morning?
I'm okay, Jane. Oh, no. It's those girls who have been acting so suspicious. Quick, give them me a menu to hide behind. I don't want them to see me.
What? Okay, fine. That's enough of this. Lizzie, come with me.
But I...
Scarlet? Josie?
Yes?
Girls, I'd like you to meet Lizzie. Her family just moved here from England a few weeks ago.
Hi. Is that a Laura Lane book?
Yeah, I love Laura Lane books. Why? Do you read them too?
I think I've read almost every single one of them.
I wish I could be a spy like her, but I don't think I'll ever find a real mystery here in Corterville.
Ain't that the truth?
There is a mystery going on in Corterville.
A mystery? What are you talking about?
Well, Bruce was acting very suspicious yesterday. He had a package under his arm, but he was trying to hide it and kept looking around like he was hoping no one saw him. And I think I know what he was up to.
I think he's in trouble. Ooh, a real mystery.
I've seen him do that before. He takes a package to the post office about every month.
To the post office!
Don't you want your pie?
Maybe later, Jane. We've got a mystery to solve.
The three girls run out the door and down towards the post office when...
What was that? And ugh, what was that smell?
Puck, is that you?
Shh, I'm undercover.
Undercover? What for?
I'm supposed to be spying on you two, three?
This is Lizzie.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Spying on us? Why?
Bruce said you were snooping around, and I'm supposed to be keeping you away from him without letting you know what I'm doing. Oops.
Look, it's Bruce, and he's got another package with him.
You're right. He sure does look suspicious.
No, that's how he always looks.
Oh no, he's starting to look this way. Hide!
No, let's go find out what's going on.
Oh no, now he's seen us. Now he's running away.
Quicker, we've got to catch him.
Bruce, stop!
Bruce, run! They're coming to get you!
Lizzie, Josie, follow me. We'll cut across the park and maybe we can beat him to the post office.
Hurry!
I'm right behind you.
Almost there.
We're going to make it.
Hold it right there, Mr.
His name's Baloney.
You're kidding, right?
Scarlet? Josie? Who's your friend?
I'm Lizzie. What's in the package?
Lizzie!
Well, we want to solve the mystery, don't we?
Mystery? What's going on?
That's what we want to know.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Just tell us what's in the packet and why you're acting so suspicious.
You're blackmailing someone, aren't you?
What?
After all, you don't have a job, but you always seem to have money.
Yeah, I read in a Laura Lane book about this guy who was blackmailing someone, and that's how he got his money.
I remember that book. It was really good.
I was reading that same book last night when I finally solved the mystery. You're blackmailing someone, and in exchange for sending him evidence each month, he's sending you money. And I never would have figured it out if it weren't for that Laura Lane book.
Thank you.
Now who are you? Wait, what do you mean thank you? Thank you for what?
Do you girls promise to keep a secret?
Ooh, I love secrets.
Are you asking us not to tell anyone you're an evil blackmailer?
No, no, no.
So it's okay if we go tell the police about your blackmailing out activities?
I'm not blackmailing anyone!
Then what are you hiding? What's in those packages? How is it that you have plenty of money but no job?
You've got to promise not to tell anyone, okay?
I'm good at keeping secrets. I never even told anyone that Puck has a... Sorry. Never mind.
Fine, I promise. So long as you're not doing anything illegal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's the secret. I'm Garrick Bradley. I read the Laura Lane books.
What?
You?
Can I have your autograph?
There's no way! You can't be Garrick Bradley.
I don't want your autograph anymore.
Why couldn't I be Garrick Bradley?
Because,
look, I'm taking my latest manuscript to the post office to send off to the publishers. They were closed by the time I got there yesterday. Here, I'll prove it to you. See? Right there is the manuscript for the next book, Laura Lane and the Giggling Gargoyle.
Oh, can I read it?
No, I've got to get it mailed out today.
Okay, can I have your autograph?
Girls, just don't tell anyone about this, okay?
Why not?
Because I really don't want anyone to know that I write girly mystery books.
All right, Bruce, we won't tell anyone.
Yeah, because no one would believe us anyway.
Now, if we could only figure out why Puck always needs money.
Another mystery?
That's something you'll have to talk to Puck about. But for right now, I have to get this package mailed out.
Lizzie, do you want to go to the library and read some books with us?
Sure.
Bruce, the girls are on their way. Oh, never mind.
Where's my script? Savannah, have you seen my script?
Daddy, I'll do it.
Thank you for listening to the Cop Kids audio show. Starting in today's episode were Ivy Cop as Scarlet, Desiree Cop as Josie, Savannah Cop as Lizzie and Jane, Paul Cop as Bruce, Balloonie and Puck, Jesse Cop as Jillian, Bradley Cop as Mr. Blue and the narrator. Please check out our website at facebook.com/copkidsaudioshows and look for our next episode, Puck's Farm, coming soon.